Hi there, I'm Audrey Adams, and you're listening to Talk with Audrey. Scientists have been redefining our genetic destiny and empowering today's aging population with new insights to extend their longevity. Joining me, Joseph Chang, PhD and the author of Aging Myth, to explore the answer to the timeless question, is the age-old quest for the fountain of youth becoming a reality? Welcome, Dr. Chang, to Talk with Audrey.
Audrey, it's my pleasure to be on your show. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, it is my pleasure to have you. I talk a lot about anti-aging because it does seem to be all the rage. But anti-aging, as you define it, is what, Dr. Chang?
Well, I think anti-aging, for me, and as far as what we can tell from our science over the last several years, is the fact that it's about the quality of life. It is about really preserving and, in fact, even improving your quality of life as you age. And this is about this new concept that we can talk about a little bit more, and that is called youth span rather than lifespan.
Youth span rather than lifespan. So does that mean then essentially, Dr. Chang, that we we're not only more youthful in appearance, but our insides are youthful as well?
Yes. I think youth span is really a new definition now, and I'm hoping that people will start to migrate to it, and that is, it's about how you can look and feel young as you age. Because when we talk about lifespan, it really doesn't cover what we're trying to achieve. Because lifespan is really something about, it's just a measurement of our life by how many years we live. It never talks about quality of life, it never talks about health. Youth span, by contrast, is really a goal for us, and that is that as long as we live, we are going to have the number of years that we're going to live, we're going to continue to look and feel young.
So it certainly doesn't do us any good if we're living a long time, but the quality of life is diminished.
No, and that's the sad, that point was brought home to me rather dramatically over the last few years, because my dad, for example, he died 2.5 years ago, and in fact, it wasn't his death that bothered me the most. It was about those years, the last 10 years he lived before he died, because his quality of life deteriorated, really went down and deteriorated so badly that he literally couldn't get out of bed. That is no quality of life that I can wish on anybody. And seeing my dad going through that kind of deterioration on his quality of life, his death was literally a blessing in disguise when I look back now, because it removed, and finally he could have some peace and not have to suffer that long, you know, when he was living. So, and I think with our new discovery, and these discoveries are described in the book called The Aging Myth that I just wrote, it really is something that I think we can do something about for everybody, that everybody can die healthy.
Dying healthy is a very interesting concept, because there are people who, you know, unlike unfortunately your dad, who probably suffered a great deal before he passed, there are people who pass quite naturally and healthy, and they're up in age.
Yes. Yes,
right?
Audrey. Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes, you know, when I say this, that everybody should die healthy, it takes people aback and sort of say, what does that mean? And it's really, once again, about focusing and on this concept of youth span, that dying healthy is really about having the best quality of life throughout the time that we all live. And then the next day, to your last living day, when we finally wish to pass away, we just close our eyes and die. And that is what I mean by dying healthy, is to have the best quality of life until your last living day.
And it's not really about living forever, because do you think that the human body was really created to go sort of, you know, physically into until forever? I don't think that's possible at any stretch of the imagination.
Right. Even even from the science that we learn and been working on over the last 30 years, we know that there is a finite lifespan. Most scientists would agree that theoretically we could live as long as 150 years. But it's really not about that, isn't it? It's once again about this quality of life What's the point of living up to 150 years where you don't have that? I much prefer, personally, from my point of view, to be able to live up to 100 and having great quality of life for those 100 years and then leave the world.
Right. Okay. So in terms of aging, what happens to us as we begin to age? And of course, we begin to age right after we're born. But what happens to us to basically ignite the aging process then?
Yes. And this is what we have learned from our age lock science. And that is that as we age, what happens is that our genes get out of tune, if you will. Okay. And they stop functioning at a youthful state. So when those age-related genes stop functioning at a youthful state, the messages that are sent out by these genes to the rest of the tissues is that, look, there's nothing I can do to help you stay young now. And that's why the tissue starts to age rather rapidly. And the incredible thing is that we now have the ability to reset these age-related genes and be able to orchestrate them in such a way to act young. And that is something that we can actually do now. And we have developed certain products that can influence or reset these youth gene clusters back to a more youthful state. We can actually show that with proper nutrition, that is a very important factor that helps these genes to stay young. So we are really talking about the function of the genes rather than the actual structure of the genes where we can now orchestrate their activity so that they act in a way that they did when we were younger.
Interesting concept. So within each cell there's a gene. And I'm not a scientist, so,
okay,
so correct
no
me.
Problem.
Correct me whenever you want to step in there. Okay, so within each cell, there's a gene. The genes are set then to send out signals.
That's right.
To the cell, telling that cell how to act.
That's correct.
At some point in time, the gene sort of misfires, malfunctions, or does what is most natural to it, which is to send the signal to the cell. There is nothing more I can do for you, you're aging, and sends out those aging messages.
That's right. And the misfiring, as you call it, is really very dependent on external factors as well. Okay?
And which external factors have an impact on that?
Yes. The one I've already alluded to is related to proper nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Hippocrates was correct. You are what you eat. So you really have to have a really good nutritional diet to keep those genes from misfiring. The second factor is really very much related to the environment. Pollution, lifestyle habits like smoking, these are things that will actually start to accelerate and in fact cause those genes to misfire almost immediately. All right, and when that happens, you age. The only thing I would add to what you just say, Audrey, is the fact that it's not about a single gene. It seems like what we have learned after 30 years of research and from our age-lock science is the fact that it's all about several genes. In fact, it's likely that there will be hundreds of genes related to the aging process. It's almost like there is this orchestra of genes that exists in the body. And this orchestra has to play the symphony of aging in a right way to control how we age. So it's not about a single gene. It's about several genes acting in concert, if you will, that actually regulates how we age.
So when you said that that there is something that can basically restart those genes. So take someone in their 50s, for instance, and if they start to take, you know, vitamins or whatever it is that you're alluding to that can sort of restart those genes, will it take the youthfulness of those genes back a few years?
Yes, and the number of years that they can go back and how they look and feel young. It's all dependent on how long, what their lifestyle had been up to that point.
Right. So if you're tore up, you're tore up. If you were really bad to yourself, you can't expect anything to really restart you back as far as you'd like to go.
Yeah, we can restart a bit of it. I'm not sure how much. It all depends on the lifestyle.
Okay. All right. So it all starts then with the lifestyle. And at what point, like, okay, when you're young, you're not thinking about your lifestyle. Your parents, hopefully, are doing that for you and feeding you the proper foods and what have you. And if they're living a healthy lifestyle, then that means that that's part of the environment that affects the aging process for you, right?
Yes, and that's correct.
I hope I said that correctly.
The thing is also, everybody, there's no such thing as bad genes or good genes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we all have the genes. We all have good genes. It's not about the genes themselves. It's about how well those genes function over time. Okay, and as long as we live in a way that control those genes from getting misfired, as you put it, then we're going to age gracefully. We can do that, and that's what I'm saying. From the book that I wrote, I call it The Aging Myth, is because aging is not inevitable. You know, it's something that we can control, and this fountain of youth that we've always been aspiring to discover and all that, in fact, resides within ourselves. It's actually located at our genes, and we found it.
Mm-hmm. So it is, like a lot of things, within us.
Yes, indeed.
So, Dr. Chang, we know that aging is a process. We all age, but then we can change the rate at which we age and the way in which we age.
That's correct. It's really how we age, because there are two types of aging we are talking about here, and that is, most people are very familiar with the concept of what we call chronological aging, and that is 12 months from now, all of us are going to be a year older. Okay, that's nothing we can do unless we invent or discover the time machine. We cannot go back time. So that's something that is inevitable. What I'm talking about is biological aging, and that is very much related to the state of health of our tissues, including skin and the rest of the organs in the body. That we can do something about, and that we can actually, 12 months from now, those tissues do not necessarily have to be 12 months older. They can function as well as when we had them 20 years ago.
Sounds almost incredible.
Yes, the science, I mean, that's why it took so long. It took us, and together with our collaborators, almost over 30 years now of aging research to be able to arrive at a stage where we can say we really know what aging, the aging process is all about. In fact, with all the exciting things that we're discovering every day, we are merely scratching the surface of what we are learning with ageLOC science on how genes can influence aging.
Okay, let's talk about ageLOC. Because it's come up, so I want to hear, of course, all about ageLOC. I'm going to make an assumption that it is one of those advances in science.
Yeah.
How does it work?
Yes. Well, ageLOC is related to a type of science that is called gene expression science, and that is that this gene expression science is really focused on not about the structure of the genes, but related to the function of the genes. Okay, this is based, as I said, on 30 years of foundational science, and it's based on the fact that when we age, the gene expression profile changes with time as well. In other words, what we have been able to do is to create a gene expression fingerprint of a young person and the gene expression fingerprint of an older person. Mm-hmm. And those profiles that we get, it's not just one gene. It's really, like I said, hundreds of genes that we're looking at the same time. That these profiles then help us to understand, well, what is the difference? Why is there a change in those profiles? And can we reset or restore that profile in an older person back to what that person had 20 years ago, when the person was, for example, 20 years younger. And we have been able to achieve a lot of those resetting ability with many of our products, and we are using the ageLOC science now to, for example, to restore the skin health with a transformation, with a product that we call the transformation system, this topical anti-aging system. A lot of people using this skincare system, they have been able to maintain youthfulness on their skin. We have another product that we have developed with ageLOC Science that we call Vitality, and that product, by resetting a cluster of 52 genes in the body, people have been getting lots more energy and almost reviving, if you will, the vitality of tissues in the body after taking this product for several weeks. So it's been an incredible journey for us by developing products and be able to use our gene expression science in ageLOC to see exactly what's happening.
Wow, it sounds incredible, but probable, because I think that we have available to us, through science and through just the study of, natural remedies and what have you. I'm sure that had we lived maybe 300 years ago, we would see the difference in ourselves, as compared to those people who lived all those years ago. The time spent in the sun, for instance, our skin ages differently because the other environmental factors that come into play, that we are just very different people from the people who lived then versus now, right?
Yeah, absolutely, we are. We have done a lot of breakthroughs in science to help people to live longer. And now with this new science called ageLOC, we are actually making sure that as we live longer, we are going to continue to have this optimal quality of life that all of us should have.
So what else comes into play then, Dr. Chang? Because, for instance, let's take the skin. The skin tells you a lot about someone. You can tell if they've been out in the sun a lot, if they wrinkle very early and easily, things start to sag. Do we inherit that from our genes, i.e. our parents, or is that something that we can control?
We inherit our genes from our parents, and those genes that control how we look and feel. But at the same time, we can do something about it, because we take proper precautions, and that is related to factors like proper nutrition, having a great and optimal lifestyle, having good supplementation. I mean, these are things that we can do to help those genes protect ourselves and protect the skin from getting old. And staying out in the sun, by applying the proper topical skincare products, we can stop the skin from getting old and sort of be exposed to the UV light and getting all wrinkled up, with time.
Mm-hmm.
We can actually do something about it.
You also mentioned proper nutrition, and nutrition is something that's come under fire these last few years because a lot of our food is processed. So, how do we then, unless we grow our own and we know where it comes from, we can't really control it, but how does what we eat impact how we age? What's the greatest threat, really, to the aging process in perhaps a food or a way that we're eating?
Yeah, the greatest threat to how we eat is the fact that our genes have always been comfortable in an environment where, simply put, in an environment where our diet should be 80% vegetables and fruits and only 20% meat and protein. Okay. Well, over the last 150 years or so, especially when we entered the Industrial Revolution age and how we went into a very accelerated lifestyle and how we live now, that our diet has in fact changed over roughly to 80% meat and proteins and only 20% fruits and vegetables. So one of the most effective ways that all of us can follow is that if we revert back to eating more fruits and vegetables, I think we're going to live longer, healthier.
All right. Yeah. So it all starts from within. And, of course, people can pick up the book, The Aging Myth, Unlocking the Mysteries of Looking and Feeling Young by Dr. Joseph Chang. Where can we go for some more information and, of course, some help, some products?
Yes. Well, on the book, we have a website, and it's called agingmyth.com. They can read more about the book and how the book, what the book describes on that website. And it's obviously available on all online bookstores, including Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble's. Our products that we have developed through this AgeLock technology and science, those products you can find more information on the website NuSkin, NuSkin.com.
All right. Dr. Joseph Chang, this has been a great conversation. And guys, I hope that you're taking all of this in. We all want to age, live longer and healthier lives, and, of course, die healthy. sounds like the ultimate goal to me. Thank you, Dr. Chang, for joining me on Talk with Audrey.
Thank you, Audrey. Thank you
so
much.
My pleasure. And we'll be right back after this.